And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Folt. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities mining in the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico, the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Folt. Mickey, how have you been?
I've been well, Rob, and you?
I've been well also, and you know, Mickey, time flies when you're having fun. We're always having fun on this program, and it's hard to believe, isn't it, that we're already at the halfway point of 2017. So we're going to take stock of how the commodities trade has played out so far this year. And I think what's really stood out lately, Mickey, oil. It's making all the headlines, oil sliding into bear market territory, which of course is defined as a drop of at least 20% from its recent peak. We have oversupply concerns out there continuing to weigh on the price of oil. What's your assessment of the market today and the trade that we've seen over the past 6 months?
Well, oil's really had a bad year. Mm-hmm. It's down on the month, down on the quarter, down almost 15% on both Brent and WTI over the year. And Rob, this is really, as you say, it's about oversupply, despite the fact OPEC and the Russians cut back collectively 1.8 million barrels a day. U.S. shales come roaring back, and since, what, November or something like that, up 900,000 barrels a day. Mm-hmm. So it's become U.S. shale versus OPEC and the Russians, and I think it's pretty well determined U.S. shale is going to win that battle.
Okay, but at the same time, one wonders how long OPEC is going to be sitting on their current production levels. I would think that they're under some pressure. Would you not think that, to further cut production?
Well, yes, they are, but the problem is they all have these social services, socialistic policies in their government, and they've got to take care of the people, and it becomes this quandary as to, do you increase production to increase revenues, or do you decrease production to move the price back up? Mm-hmm. So those countries, a lot of them are in a world of hurt, and then we've got Venezuela, which is just on the edge of collapse right now. So there's a lot of intrigue in the oil market. You know, we were down, I said, 15%, but it was much worse. We had a rally over the last couple of days as prices rebounded on short covering. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm kind of the opinion that we've tested a low over the last couple of weeks. It got down below $43 a barrel, and it's bounced right up on that. Oil closed WTI over 46. Mm-hmm. On Friday. So from that point of view, I think we've tested a bottom. I don't expect oil prices to be very volatile here over the rest of the summer.
Okay, another energy commodity that's been in negative territory for the first half of the year, the price of natural gas. I think it's down about, 20% so far, Mickey?
Yeah, it's not had a good half, although it really has stabilized. Closed Friday at $3 and change. This is the demand season with a very hot summer, especially in the southwest U.S., but it's been basically flat, and really in the U.S., in North America markets, we pay attention to Henry Hub gas, and shale gas is up, as is shale oil, so when you add all those in there, the gas market doesn't look very boisterous either.
Yeah, we're seeing that reflected, too, I think, in stockpiles. I've read that we've got U.S. stockpiles of nat gas running just over 200 billion cubic feet above their five-year average. So if we're going to see that price move higher and stay higher, we're going to have to see those stockpiles move down.
Yep, that's true, Rob.
Okay, and how hot has it been, by the way, in the U.S. Southwest?
Well, it's been hot, unseasonably hot and dry. Where I live in New Mexico, I mean, we're not Arizona, so those upper 40s to 50 degree temperatures you see in Arizona and Death Valley and Southern California, we don't quite get that, but it's been unseasonably hot here.
Okay, and for Americans listening in, Mickey is talking 40 or 50 degrees Celsius, and that is scorching hot, isn't it?
Well, 50 is 40 is only like sticking your head in the oven. You know, when it gets this hot, it's very dry. So,
yeah.
You know, you could go out there and desiccate, I think.
Okay. Let's turn to the metals. Gold, Mickey, in late December, Bloomberg surveyed 26 analysts about what they thought the price, or how they thought the price of bullion would perform this year. The median price forecast, I believe, called for an increase of about 13% for all of this year at about $13 an ounce. We're at the midway point of the year. We're sitting around 1,242, I believe, was the close last Friday. Your assessment of gold so far?
Well, gold had a very lackluster quarter and month. It's hit very strong resistance at 1,300. It's gotten up there and tried to test that a couple of times. That said, it's up 8% over the year, but you know, it's basically been flat over the last 4 months. One thing of encouragement, we keep making higher lows in 2017, but we can't seem to get up to that next step, which would be resistance, very strong at greater than $1,300. Really the story with gold is weakness. I think it did not. It actually moved down last week about 2%, and that came on the back of a U.S. dollar, which is down something on the order of 6% this year. So.
Right.
Despite the fact that U.S. dollar is weakened considerably, gold has not exhibited its usual pattern. There's been some talk that with real interest rates rising, that's negative for gold. Bear in mind, Rob, we're coming into the summer doldrums where gold historically makes a seasonal low. So I'm not very positive on gold in, let's say, the short term. Through the summer and really through the end of the year, I don't see any catalyst going to move gold up significantly.
Yeah, well, we've seen the Fed hike rates once already. Now the question is, are we going to see one or two more hikes this year?
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's not just the Fed, because we're seeing a change in tone from the Bank of Canada, the European Central Bank as well, concerning interest rates. And the overall flavor appears to be that rates are going to be going higher, and not just in the U.S., where, you know, people are betting that we could see a Bank of Canada rate hike soon. And certainly the ECB is not going to be, if it does anything, it's going to tighten policy, not loosen it.
Well, your point's well taken. You notice that the loonies made a really nice rally here over the last two or three weeks, despite the fact that oil has been a bad performer. And really that's on the back of this idea that Bank of Canada is going to raise interest rates. And what we really are seeing, I think, is a tightening of monetary policy worldwide, and that just is another reason to be negative on gold in the short term.
Yeah. Does that extend out to be a negative reason to be kind of down on silver as well? Because from where it started the year and where it is today, not much difference.
Well, no, there isn't. Silver pretty much follows the gold market, although it's generally more volatile. We might make a short mention of what's gone on in the platinum and palladium markets.
Platinum
has really followed gold and silver, but palladium had a very nice quarter and very nice half. It's up almost 24% for the year. It hit a two-year high here in mid-June, and so it's kind of bucked the trend. Although it's come off that high, I think it hit something around 885, 890.
Right.
It's come back down to 840. But this is really a contrarian metal compared to the other precious metals. And I think you have to talk about strong auto sales and bullishness in auto markets, both in China and the U.S.
Yeah, well, a great point, Mickey. The big move that we've seen in palladium, as you mentioned, off its high of the year so far, but look at where it started, less than $700 an ounce, I believe. And then you look at the gap between the price in palladium and the price in platinum. It's been quite a while since we've seen it that narrow.
Well, that point is another one well taken, Rob, and it has to do, I think, with weakness in the platinum market. The let's look a little better at ratios. We don't always talk about ratios, but the platinum to gold ratio for the last month or so has been, maybe even 2 months, has been on the order of 0.74, and this is a historic low since gold was floated in, U.S. dollars floated against gold in 1971. So I'm looking at my charts here. You know, we've been hanging around this 0.74, 0.75 ratio for 2 months now, and that's unheard of. And also, if you look at platinum to palladium, its ratio is the lowest it's been at 1.1 since September of 2001. And if you remember, Rob, that's when the Russians were restricting exports of palladium as the demand increased in catalytic converters. And then also Ford came in and started hoarding palladium during that period of time, and eventually lost $1 billion on that speculation.
Okay, we got to get in Dr. Copper here. Mickey, what did it start at? About $2.49 at the start of the year, right now around 270, so a gain of 8% or so far?
Yeah, copper's had a nice half of the year, a nice quarter, almost up 2%, but most of that was on the back of a 4% change this month, and that really came over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And what we've seen in all the industrial metals, and we'll just lump them all together here, that are traded on world exchanges, copper, zinc, and lead being the most important, but also nickel and tin. And what we've found is that we had 2 year highs, 2 to 7 year highs, let's say. Zinc, a 7 year high. This was all in early February. Zinc had $1.33. Copper was $2.76. Lead was $1.10 for a 3 year high. And this was really on the back of hedge funds, which piled into commodity space, beginning with gold. In about March of 2016, on the idea we were coming into a bull market for commodities. Well, they went in mass, and they left this space in mass starting in late February. And so the prices of all the industrial metals have been very volatile during this period of time. And we've seen it start to come back, say, in the last 7 trading days or something, copper up 7 days in a row, and so now we're getting back to prices that that are approaching the prices we saw in early February.
Okay, well, that's a nice way to wrap it up, Mickey. Thanks very much for this, and we'll see how the second half of the year plays out. We will reconnect in about a month's time.
Okay, Rob, thanks a lot.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.